The bill introduced Wednesday would exempt state taxes on ticket sales to the event, which the Atlanta Sports Council estimates is worth about $5 to $6 million. Dan Corso is with the council, the lead organization submitting a bid to the NFL. He says the waivers are crucial for Atlanta to stay competitive. The city's competing against three other cities for 2019 and 2020.
Miami, Tampa, and New Orleans have combined to host 24 of those 50 Super Bowls, so nearly half have gone to those cities. Atlanta has hosted two.
But critics of the bill say Georgia taxpayers have already given enough to build a new football stadium for the Falcons. The measure could also apply to events beyond the Super Bowl, including all-star games for Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and the NBA. LEU WABE News.